You'll open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 5. We're going to be spending a good majority of our time looking at verses 12 through 14 for our study this morning. Good that we're here. Good that we have visitors with us. We're thankful that you have come. Appreciate your presence so very much. And those of us who worship here regularly, it's good that we're able to be together to worship God this morning. Let me just say this. This afternoon, when we meet at 5, I'm going to ask if everyone would sit over on my right and your left so we can see the screen and maybe we all can fill in over here. And as we sing, perhaps it will help us in our singing. So again, I'm going to, if you don't mind sitting over on this side, moving to the front doesn't seem to work. So we're going to try to get everybody over here on one side and maybe it'll help us fill in. And we'll try that if you would please do that. We'll try to remind ourselves this afternoon as we gather. We're going to be the theme of the singing this afternoon has to do with faith, and pray that as we gather that our faith will be encouraged, will be strengthened, will be helped by the result of our singing the songs, and we'll be reading a few passages as well. This morning, as we look at these three verses, I want to talk about how to become a skillful Christian. The Apostle Paul, if he is the writer of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, he says there, beginning with verse 12, and I'd like to read those verses again. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. One of the things as we read those three verses that we see is that the Hebrews were being rebuked for being unskillful Christians. They weren't able to handle solid food. They were only able to accept milk, as Paul talks about. And because of that, it had created what I'm just referring to as a communications gap. If you look back at verse 11 of Hebrews chapter 5, the Bible says, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. One of the problems that existed because they were not skilled as they should be. They had not progressed as they should have. It was difficult for Paul to communicate with them. Not that what he was saying was necessarily difficult, but they were not listening well. They had become dull of hearing. And not only that, we see in those verses that their lack of skillfulness, it had hindered their ability to discern good and evil. In verse 14 again, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The idea of discerning is thoroughly judging, and because they were unskillful, they were not able to properly discern good from evil. Now, I want to say this as we continue to introduce the idea. Surely as Christians, we all want to be as skillful as possible. And we see that in lesser matters in our life. We want to be skilled on our job so that we can do the very best we can do. Someone who is an artist wants to be as skilled as he or she can be. If we participate in some kind of game. We want to be as skilled as we can so we can do the very best that we can. Even in our hobbies, we want to do as well as we can. So the idea of being skilled is not something that is foreign to our thinking. We want to be someone who is a cook. They want to be as skilled as they can, and so forth. We become skilled as Christians by following basic rules for becoming skillful. In so many ways, it's the same things that we do in other areas so that we become skillful. And what I want to do this morning is just mention three different rules for becoming skillful Christians. And we see that in the writing here in verses 12 through 14. The first rule for becoming skillful is this. It takes study to become skillful. If we want to become skillful as Christians, then what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to study. And that was one of the problems that these brethren had. They had not studied so that they could discern certain things, good from evil. And Paul refers to them as being unskillful. And when we think about that, it's hard to become skillful on 1 hour per week study. I think about children in school, whether it be elementary, middle, high school, college, or wherever. If we want to become skillful in learning whatever it is that we're trying to learn, we have to spend time studying. And it's great for us to come together. I think, and if you didn't read the article last Sunday in the bulletin, I would encourage you to do that. Our Bible classes here in the assemblies or here as we come together in the building, our Bible classes that we have with individuals, they are so beneficial because it helps us in learning and becoming more and more skillful. I think about what is said of the church at Berea in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. The Bible says these, that is the Bereans, were more fair-minded. One translation says noble. They were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Now that ought to be our pattern of study. Our pattern of study ought to be on a daily basis. We need to be searching the Scriptures so that we can make sure that what we're being told, what we believe, is what the Bible teaches. Not only that, in Acts chapter 8, verse 28, as the eunuch was returning from Jerusalem. Verse 28 says, as he was returning, he is sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. I wonder why he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Well, he was trying to learn. He was trying to become more skillful. And one of the ways that we become more skillful is by reading God's Word. Paul, in writing to Timothy, he tells him to give attention to reading. And I don't think he's talking about reading the comics and just reading. No, reading the Word of God. Trying to understand God's Word. In Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night. And you think about those three passages, and we're talking about studying to become skillful. It's necessary for us to study to become skillful. Search the Scriptures daily. Read the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night. That's how we become skillful in God's Word. Now, I want to say in addition to that, It's hard to become skillful on poor study habits. And we would say this to children in school. We would say this to anyone who is trying to learn something. The habit of merely looking at or calling words, that's a poor study habit. I don't know how much things have changed over the last 6 years since I've gotten out of education. But I know this hasn't changed, but one of the things that you try to teach children as they learn, or as they learn to read and as they learn to try to comprehend, is that there's more involved than just calling words. I was a good word caller when I was a young person. I could zip through those words. And when I got through, you could ask me a question. It was like, you mean I'm supposed to remember something from what I read? When we're studying the Word of God, there's more to it than looking at or calling words. The habit of passing over unfamiliar words and phrases without looking them up. If our study involves reading the Word of God and then we come to something that we're unfamiliar with or a phrase that we're unfamiliar with and we just continue, then that's not going to help us. And so what we teach children at a very early age, and we need to remember as we continue. And I dare say that if we have some reading to do that pertains to our work, and we're reading something and we come across something and we don't understand it, we don't just pass over it. We try to go back and understand what we're reading. And that's exactly what we have to do with God's Word. And as we are studying God's Word, if we come to something unfamiliar and we don't take the time to look and to understand what's being said, then we're not going to understand what's being said. A third poor study habit is the habit of letting the Bible fall open and reading a portion without considering context. And you know, I hear some people say, I just let my Bible fall open. I'm not necessarily saying that, but I'm saying we turn and we're reading something. And here we read a few verses and we don't consider what the context of the passage is. And if we don't consider the context of the passage, then we're not going to understand the meaning of the writing of the words of God. Somebody says, well, everybody knows that. Everybody should know that. And we want to make sure that we exercise good habits as we become skillful. Let me suggest a third reason in studying to become skillful. And that is, it's hard to become skillful on passive listening to sermons and classes. And when we think about passive, it's the opposite of active. Passive just means that we sit and we may be listening and we may be hearing some of the words that are being said. But we're really not trying to make any application. And when a sermon is being taught, and this is part of the responsibility that a person who's presenting a lesson has, and that is trying to present it in a way that can be easily followed and easily understood. And sometimes that may not always happen. Sometimes I get through it and I'm thinking, well, did anybody understand anything that I said? But we have to be involved. We have to be actively involved as the Word is being taught. Or we're in a Bible class. We're listening. And you know, whether a person ever speaks up or not, they can be actively involved. Listening to what's going on. Maybe making notes. Thinking. Considering, And it may be that in a different setting, they've considered something and they may want to ask someone, what exactly does that mean? Or what exactly was being said? But the point that I'm making is, number one, if we're going to be skillful Christians, we have to study the Word of God to be skillful. A second rule that we need in order to become skillful, and that is it takes experience to become skillful. I want to read again from verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 5. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Skill cannot be developed on study alone. We can read and we can read and we can study, but the writer here talks about by reason of use. We have to use what we learn. There are some things that we have to experience in order to better understand what is going on. I referenced from James this morning in our Bible class, but I want to read from James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22 and going through verse 25. And what I want us to think about is, here is somebody who is experienced, that there's time involved. James says, verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. It's a matter of using the word, making it become a part of our lives. And as we use the Word, as we become experienced in using the Word, we become more skillful. You know, I think about a college whiz kid. He may know a lot, but he still needs on-the-job experience. And just because a person has a lot of facts in his mind or is able to absorb a lot of facts, we understand that there is so much that comes by using those facts, by having that experience in our lives. It's possible for somebody to know every fact in the Bible and still not know how to apply them. And proper application comes through experience. Study with experience. It's just impossible to develop some knowledge without some background experience. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31, to the Jews who believed Him, if you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed. If you abide in My word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's a matter of abiding in His Word, living it in our lives. The apostles needed at times to wait until they were ready for some teaching. We can't necessarily take everything in all at once. In John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Let me ask you something. Have you ever tried to assemble a child's toy and find out that it's just complicated to do that? And I love when it says easy instructions. That doesn't always mean it's easy for me. But that means I have a chance of getting this put together. But what I do know is this. Once I have put it together. And I've had that experience. Then I think, well, anybody ought to be able to do this. And that's what experience does. Experience helps us in learning certain things. Let me suggest a third rule. Number one, it takes study to become skillful. Number two, it takes experience to become skillful. Number three, it takes time to become skillful. Verse 12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. The only way to become skillful in anything is time. You watch a child learn to walk. I've never seen a child that went from crawling to standing up and just going. Oftentimes they struggle, but over time, they're able to walk. Now, from a spiritual standpoint, those who are babes in Christ must recognize the fact that it takes time to become skillful. And some reasons why that has to be recognized and understood by those who are new in Christ is, if they don't recognize it takes time, they'll become discouraged with themselves. Why don't I know this? Why couldn't I see that? Why don't I understand things as I first read them? Or another problem, if babes in Christ don't recognize that it takes time to become skill, they may want to become teachers and leaders too soon. In James chapter 3, verse 1, James says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. James is not saying, don't worry about being a teacher. James is saying, you need to understand the responsibility that comes with being a teacher of the Word of God. And that's why I would recommend to anyone who is first beginning to learn and to teach, you start with something that is just as simple as it can be. And you learn how to present that well. And then over time, you might move to something that is not quite as simple. And then so on as we learn and as we grow. Babes in Christ need to understand that time is involved. I think about what Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 3 concerning a qualification or qualifications of elders. And one of the qualifications is not a novice. And he gives the reason why. He says, not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Pride is a problem that we can have. And an elder, who is a man who is a novice, has no business serving as an elder because he doesn't meet that qualification. And the problem of pride, being puffed up, is a problem that exists. A third reason that a babe in Christ needs to recognize that it takes time, if they don't, they may become offended when their judgment is not followed by the older. Here is a decision being made. And I can think of a lot of reasons why we ought to be thankful we have elders. And perhaps you've sat through some men's business meetings. I've sat through too many. And you have varying degrees of Bible knowledge. You have varying degrees of experience. And I'm not questioning anyone's desire to want to do right and be right. And you get this suggestion, and you get this suggestion, and here is someone who is very young, and they have a suggestion, and here is someone who's maybe much more mature, and their suggestion is not the same. And if a young person doesn't understand, if a babe in Christ, it doesn't necessarily have to be a young person. Someone who's young in the faith, If they don't understand that it takes time to become skillful, then they could become upset because their judgment is not followed. Let me suggest, on the other hand, that those who are mature in Christ need to recognize this fact too, that it takes time to become skillful. If not, if those who are mature in Christ don't recognize that, we may become impatient with the mistakes of the young in the faith. The only way that I know for someone to learn to lead singing is to attempt it. And chances are pretty great that the first time someone attempts to lead singing, they're probably not going to lead like somebody who's led for 20 or 30 years. And what that says is we have to be patient with people and give people time and opportunity to learn and to grow. The same with someone teaching from God's Word. The first time someone publicly attempts to teach from God's Word, chances are just really, really good they're not going to sound like somebody that's been trying to do that for 10 or 15 or 20 years. And that's okay. But we have to be patient and give people opportunity to do that and time to grow. As mature in Christ, we have to understand it takes time, or we may push those who are less mature into leading roles before they're ready. We want to encourage people to take part and to do what they can. But we want to make sure that we don't take someone who is young in Christ and give them the same responsibilities and roles that we would give somebody who's been a Christian 30, 40, 50 years and who's grown, who's become skillful. And what that says is this: all must be willing to give time to spiritual development. Everybody. And many fill all their time with lesser matters. And if we fill all of our time with lesser matters, we may wonder why our development is slower than others, and it may be the time element. Three basic rules in becoming skillful as Christians. One is we have to study. Two is we have to use. Experience is involved, using what we learn. And three is time. And when we put those three things together, we will become skilled in the use of God's Word. We'll be able to take solid food and not just have to have milk all the time. And as I think about that, what that says is that each one of us has a responsibility in our growth. And we don't want to remain as a babe in Christ for years and years and years and years after we've become Christians. We want to grow, mature, become skillful. And I can think of several reasons we become skillful. As we become skillful, then our understanding becomes better, and our ability to teach others becomes better. And I think that is exactly why the Lord wants us to grow. And I don't know how I didn't take the time in preparing for this sermon, but how many times does the Bible talk about growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord? Grow. That's what the Lord wants us to do. That's what He expects of us. And we can become skilled as children of God in handling His Word, understanding His Word, and sharing His Word with others. May the Lord help us to become skilled as Christians. We're going to sing the song that has been selected. It may be that there is someone present this morning who needs in a public way to render obedience to the gospel of Christ. If you're not His child, if you've never acknowledged Christ as the Son of God, turned in repentance from your sins, allowed someone to bury you in the waters of baptism for the remission of your sins, then this morning, would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to acknowledge Christ? Would you be willing to let someone put you in water, bury you in water for the remission of your sins, coming up as a new creature, living a new life? For those of us who are His children, as we examine ourselves all the time, and we see that there are failures, flaws, sins in our life, then we need to repent of that, change, pray to God for forgiveness, acknowledge that we've done wrong, and He will forgive us. He wants us to be saved. If we can help you in any way, we encourage you to come as we stand and sing.